Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about new City Hall hours. Implementing the new schedule, first of all, what brought the city to look at changing the hours that it has available, not only for its employees, but more importantly for the taxpayers?
Yeah, that's a good question. We started actually back in April with the idea of maybe extending hours. What we're finding is that sometimes people have trouble getting to City Hall between the normal hours. If you work, especially in Des Moines, sometimes it's hard to get here between, say, 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And so we wanted to extend those hours and give more opportunity for people to come maybe at 7 a.m. or up to 6 p.m. And so doing that, we felt, would help residents, give them that more opportunity. But it meant that we were closing on Fridays. And so the council asked us, and some feedback we had from the public was to try and bridge that gap and maybe get the best of both worlds. So to continue to offer extended hours for Monday through Thursday, but to maybe offer just a few hours on Friday. And that was the recommendation by staff last night, and what was ultimately approved by the council. And so the hours will be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Monday through Thursday, and then Friday 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., giving people a chance. If you missed us Monday through Thursday and something has to happen, you can still come to City Hall on Friday.
Now, of course, as you mentioned, this is much more favorable for a lot of people because during the day, a lot of folks are working. Even if they're in town, they can't always get away and come over here even for a half hour. Having hours available before and after most people's work hours, beneficial for them to get over here and conduct city business as needed, right?
Yeah, that's certainly the hope, that we've given that extra flexibility. Sometimes it's tough to get away from your job, or even being at home and having kids and maybe waiting for a significant other to come and take a turn with the kids or whatever the situation is. We just felt like more flexibility would be better. And, you know, the other thing that we've found is our Fridays, especially Friday afternoons, historically have been very low traffic for City Hall. Very few phone calls, very few people visiting us here at City Hall. So we feel like the hours that we're not doing are better spent during the week, that there aren't a lot of folks who were coming in on Friday afternoon anyway.
That's right. Now the staff, of course, for them, this means extra hours, but it also gives them some flexibility basically the start of a longer weekend. How was their reaction to it during the first 6 months? And I believe they had some input into the process as well, right?
Yeah, that's true. And what we have found is that, I guess I would say first and foremost, we want it to be about the residents and serving the public. But, you know, staff is part of that. And so we want to try and make a schedule that works for them too. We all have families and obligations. And so what we found is that we'll have some people who will be staying on a 10-hour, 4 days a week schedule. That's how we'll stay open from 7 to 6. But other folks who will use 9-hour days, and then they'll be able to come in on Friday to keep the Friday open. So it gives a little more flexibility to the staff as well as the public.
And having those Friday hours was somewhat crucial because we're still on a five-day-a-week world, and having City Hall closed down altogether on Fridays probably wasn't turning out to be very practical, was it?
Well, you know, really, we didn't have a whole lot of complaints, but I think council definitely likes the idea of having the five-day coverage. And I think it's from the standpoint of the public, but I also think it's important to remember that City Hall serves other departments in the city, too. And so I think council especially liked the idea of having City Hall staff available to the other departments to serve them, too. So again, I think it's going to be a good compromise and really going to meet the needs, hopefully, of the public. We'll always be open for feedback on that. But I think other departments, the staff here at City Hall, really feels like a good blend of everything.
That's right. It sounds like a lot more efficient for city operations as well, having everything concentrated into a fewer days. And as you say, you had that dead time on Friday afternoons anyway, and what was being accomplished by having anyone in here than to begin with, right?
Well, yeah, we did definitely find that Friday afternoons were slower. And in some ways, that's good for us as a staff. Sometimes the quieter times are the times we get more of our work done. But with the traffic volume being lower, we want to try and be reacting to what we're seeing from people. And so, again, I think we'll end up better serving the public with those earlier mornings, later afternoons, versus the time on the Friday afternoons that weren't getting used a whole lot.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.